I'm calling today. I'll be signing an executive order that creates, as of tomorrow at 11 a.m., what we call a Back to Work Wisconsin special session. And what that means is we've got a series of almost 30 pieces of legislation, from both Democrats and Republicans alike, that we put together, as well as some new ideas that we believe will help take the next step and make it easier, Dick, for job creators like yourself and others to have the certainty and confidence in this state and in the people and consumers of this state to further add more jobs, particularly jobs for the middle class in the state of Wisconsin. We will call that, and the reason for that is the good experience we had earlier this year. On January 3rd, just down the way at the Capitol, right after I took the oath of office as your 45th governor, I went out and signed a similar action that called the legislature into a special session on jobs. They came in for about 4 to 5 weeks and worked on a series of proposals we had out there that ultimately made it easier to do business in the state of Wisconsin. Exactly what you were talking about. Restored that confidence. I said the night of the election that Wisconsin was open for business, but I said on January 3rd we really started proving it. And we did all sorts of things that restored confidence, and the results were positive. The first 6 months of the year, from January through the end of June, we saw nearly 40,000 new jobs in the private sector. That was twice the rate of growth of what we saw in the national economy when it came to jobs. We saw job creators here and across the country take notice. In fact, one of those surveys they do of states from number 1 to 50 in terms of what are the best and the worst states to do business in, we moved from 41 all the way up to 24 just in 1 year alone, fastest increase of any state in the country. And I think that was in part a reaction from job creators across America looking at what we were doing in Wisconsin and saying, you know what, when they say they're open for business, they actually mean it. Even within our state, we saw not long after that, there's an annual survey that the Chamber of Commerce does across the state where they survey job creators and say, what's your feeling about where Wisconsin's headed? A year ago, unfortunately, in the height of all of our challenges, only about 10% of the employers in the state said that Wisconsin was heading in the right direction in that survey. Earlier this year, after our special session on jobs, 88% said that Wisconsin was heading in the right direction. 10% a year ago, 88% now. And what I liked the most about that survey was not only that 88% said we were heading the right direction, but that a solid majority of those employers said in the next 12 months they're going to add more jobs in the state of Wisconsin. That's incredibly important for the middle class and for low-income families that are looking for work in this state. We need to have employers. It's not enough to talk about jobs. It's not enough to just say we want more jobs now. You got to have a climate where the people who actually create jobs, not the government, but the people who create jobs are feeling confident enough to start putting more investments in their company, adding more capital, and ultimately putting more people to work. That's going to be invaluable for middle-class families and low-income families in the state to start putting more people to work in the state. And so because we saw the good results early this year, we felt positive about that. But we saw in July and August in particular, just like states all across the country, that all the nonsense going on in Washington, when they talked about the debt and they failed to act on a lot of it and they created all sorts of chaos, had an impact here in Wisconsin just like it did in other places. It slowed down our economic growth. And so we looked at this and said we need to spend more time crisscrossing the state, talking to job creators, talking to workers and successful companies. And so I've been holding a series of listening sessions with job creators. I've been holding brown bag lunches where I go beyond just talking to the CEO or the boss, but I go out on the floor like we're doing today and hear from employees and hear what people really need to get this state working again, to get Wisconsin back to work. And what we found is that we need to break through what we see nationally. I said that the national economy, the nonsense in Washington is like a wet blanket in the economy. We need to punch through that blanket and show that Wisconsin can lead the way to recovery. And so to get us refocused on that, I believe firmly calling a special session, calling all the lawmakers, Republican and Democrat alike, bringing up pieces of legislation that come both from Republicans and Democrats, but things that are solely focused on helping us improve the economy. Things like ways we can provide greater access to capital so that employers can invest in that new equipment and new technology that puts more people to work. Things like making sure that we ultimately can help rein in some of the out-of-control regulations. And certainly we want clean air and clean water, good working conditions, but all too often I hear from employers who say regulations are standing in the way of us adding more jobs. You've got to make it easier, so streamlining that. Things that show that ultimately we can help improve workforce development. One of the biggest concerns I hear from employers all the time is, While they've got great employees, there's not enough new skilled workers that are ready to come into the jobs that are available. So we need to do more to make sure we tackle workforce development issues. We need to do more in terms of changing the tax climate, particularly when it comes directly linked to jobs, and making it easier and providing incentives for those companies and individuals that want to add more jobs, giving them a tax incentive to do just that, because ultimately we want more of our people back to work. We need to make sure along the way that when we do that, we've got investments in our infrastructure. We keep up in particular our transportation so we can get our product to and from the market. And finally, we need to have certainty when it comes to the litigation climate in this state. You know, all too often I hear about red tape and I hear about lawsuits as being a challenge for employers not being able to add more work. We want to make sure in each of those categories we provide more certainty and more stability for our employers, because in the end, I know, having traveled the state, Dick, like you talked to me about just coming in here, there's a great many employers in Wisconsin who are on the verge of being in a position where they can add more jobs. They can put more middle-class people back to work in this state, but they need to have the certainty to know that if they take that kind of risk, the state's going to be there with them. The state's not going to make it more difficult. If anything, the state's going to make it easier. And working with our partners at the local government, we can do that. So today, my belief is we've already got the legislature coming in this next month into the first week of November. They were coming in to talk about other things. We want them to be focused like a laser beam on jobs. We believe that was the great focus and the great success we had early on this year, when in January going into February, we had Republicans and Democrats alike voting for our bills in the special session. It helped open the door towards greater confidence and stability in the marketplace. It helped us put more people to work in the private sector. It helped make improvements in the middle class. We've seen that slow in July and August because of the nonsense in Washington. We want to show that their capital may be messed up out east, but in our capital, we're going to show a way to bring people together. It's why we specifically went out and found pieces of legislation from both political parties, with authors from both political parties, to say, you know, it's not about a Republican job or a Democrat job. It's just about Wisconsin jobs. And so that's why what we're announcing here today, and that's why I wanted to announce it with all of you, because the last thing I'll just kind of say in summary, beyond just this specific announcement about our special session, is that I'm an optimist. And I know there's a lot of challenges out there, but I think great challenges bring great opportunities. I believe without a doubt, as I've toured this state, just like we're here today, I see a number of things that give me confidence and optimism for the future. One of which is we oftentimes, and I find it time and time again, have employers that are either multi-generational employers, and for those that aren't, they treat their employees like family. And they're vested here, and they've got roots here, and they want to grow here. What I hear more often than not from employers like that, like here today, are saying, you know, we want to grow, but the biggest challenge standing in our way more often than not is the government. And if you can make it easier to move forward and put people back to work, we're ready to put people back to work. Along the way, not only with employers, but I see across the state an incredible workforce. I see people who are well-trained, well-prepared, who work hard starting on Monday morning all the way through the end of the day, or the end of the week on Friday, who work each of their shifts, who bring great skill and dedication, and I see it here again today, and I think that's one of our secret weapons. You know, one of the things I hear about when I travel and talk to businesses from other parts of the country and others across the globe is they don't always have that kind of work ethic that we have here in the Midwest. And so one of our strengths is having a good and solid workforce. And again, we want to make sure that we make it easier to attract people like yourselves to fill those new jobs, those new openings that will come from growth and expansion, so we continue to have that as one of our strongest selling points for coming here in this state. We are a state blessed with great employers, with great workers, with a great work ethic. We're a state that I often like to point out is the only state in the union surrounded by two great lakes and the greatest river in the U.S. We're filled with 15,000 inland lakes. I like to tell the guys in Minnesota that's 5,000 more than theirs, and all of ours have fish in them. And so we're just a great place to live in, to grow in, to raise a family in, to someday retire in, certainly to have a business in. We just want to make it easier for all the people who want to come and grow and expand in Wisconsin to be able to do that, so we can put more people, more of our friends and our neighbors and our colleagues in the middle class and low-income families that are unemployed right now or looking for more work. We want to give them more opportunities, and we think to get away from all the other stuff, all the other subjects that may be debated on the Capitol that would distract us from this, that's why we're calling a Back to Work Wisconsin special session, to put the focus firmly where it needs to be on, and that's on jobs in the great state of Wisconsin. So I appreciate the chance for all of you listening to hear me talk a little bit about this. I appreciate the good work you do right here at this site for this company, but I also appreciate what you represent for people all across the state, and that is a proud people, people in the state who are confident, who are well-skilled, who work hard, and who ultimately want to do even more to make sure that for those of us who have good jobs, that we find ways for our family and our friends and our neighbors who are seeking good jobs to have those same jobs again in the future.